The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Afternoon and welcome here to Kearney High as the Bearcats return home after a less than glorious trip to Lincoln Southeast to try to defend their home court against Fremont. And in both of these matchups, you know, Kearney probably is the favorite for both the girls game and the boys game as the Kearney High boys come in with a record of 9-6. Fremont is 7-7, so it's going to be a pretty good matchup. And on the girls side, Kearney comes in 7-8. Fremont is only 5-9 on the season. They were a team that Fremont that went to state last year, but they graduated four starters from that team from a year ago. So they have some experience, but a lot of shoes to fill, and we anticipate a great matchup here in Class A basketball, both on the girls and the boys side. And we're glad you could join us for coverage of high school hoops right here on ESPN. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to step away from just a moment. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for both the Fremont Tigers and the Kearney High Bearcats right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Fremont, their starting lineup will look like this. Claire Meyer, she's a 5'7 junior. She'll play point guard. And according to Kearney High head coach Jason Boyd, probably the best, second best player on their team. Katie Sorensen is a 6 foot tall senior, junior. Jessica Godowski, 6 foot tall and a sophomore. Haley Bauer is 5'7 and a senior. Well, be back with more of the starting lineup right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods. A division pro team design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
I I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, before Fremont, it's Meyer, 5'7 junior, Katie Sorensen, 6 foot tall junior, Jessica Godowski, 6 foot tall and a sophomore, Haley Boyer is 5'7 and a junior, and Kendall Newhouse is 5'11 and a junior for head coach Tony Winant. And for the Kearney High Bearcats, a little bit different starting lineup here tonight. Gretchen Mock, she's 5'7 and a junior. She'll start with Kenda Kosler, 5'8, a senior. I misspoke. Mock is a senior. And also Kelsey Weimers, another senior, 5'8. She'll make the start. Kelsey Stitham, 5'7 and a sophomore. And Peyton Cutterback will make the start tonight instead of Abby Ray. Cutterback, it's 5'7 and a junior for head coach Jason Boyd. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And for the Bearcats, the leading scorer throughout the course of the year has been Weimers. She's averaging about 11.3 points per ball game. Stitham, 7.7. Mock is averaging 6.3. And a nice young energy on the court from Skylar Snyder. Snyder has worked her way to averaging almost 5 points per ball game here for the Bearcats. And she comes off the bench and really a nice little spark plug here for Kearney High as they come in with a record of 7-8, Fremont 5-9 on the season. So starting lineups have been introduced. Kearney High, of course, will be in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. A little bit of black outline on the numbers and letters as well. And Fremont will be sporting primarily black uniforms with white numbers, a little bit of gold outlining on them as well. And what really kind of looks like the old Missouri Tiger logo on their left pant leg. As we're just about ready to get things underway here at Kearney High. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. Coverage of the Kearney High girls exclusively right here on ESPN 1460. And the opening tip is going to be controlled by Fremont. So they have first possession here. They bring in the offensive zone, and they're going to kick on the right wing over there as they get the ball in the hands of Sorensen. Sorensen has it down low. She's going to kick it back out here. Newhouse, and Newhouse fell down, and a bad pass that's picked up here by Kelsey Weimers. So Weimers gets their first possession here for Kearney High, and Stitham's going to fire a three on that right wing. It's no good. Claire Meyer pulls down the rebound, and Meyer's going to direct traffic as Kearney High right now going man-to-man, and they'll just bounce pass it on the right wing. Watching everybody cycle through here is going to be Boyer. Boyer kicks left wing here for Meyer. Meyer looks in, and from the elbow, taking an extra step, is Haley Boyer, and that's going to be second turnover on Fremont. The travel will take the basketball away from the Tigers. And again, they have turned the ball over in their two possessions, haven't even had a chance to even look at shooting the basketball. Lob pass for Cutterback. Cutterback now finds a backdoor cutter. That's going to be Weimers. Weimers goes all the way in, hits a left-handed shot, and the first 2 points of the ball game belong to the Bearcats. They lead it 2-0 here, 1 minute into the game. And on the bounce here is Newhouse. Newhouse is picked up defensively by Kosler. And she'll kick on the right wing here for Boyer. Boyer lets people cycle through. Top of the circle, Godowski. Godowski bounce pass for Meyer. Meyer is going to skip it on the left wing for Boyer. Boyer takes all the way the bounce to the baseline. Nice looking shot. It will not fall, and rebounded out of there by Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback leads the attack up court, and they give it out for Stiffen. Stiffen with the left-hand layup. It will not fall, but she's able to track down her own miss in the corner and reset the offense. Cutterback's going to kick right side. Mock's going to shoot a three, and no good on the shot. Rebounded by Godowski for Fremont. And Kearney High trying to pressure. Long outlet pass, and it's going to be picked up by Newhouse. And Kosler didn't know where the ball was. Had she done that, she would have made a steal, but instead it's going to be a steal by Weimers. Weimers is going to go in for the layup. It's up and good. And so another Fremont turnover turns into a layup here for Kearney High. And the Bearcats lead it now 4-0. On the bounce here is Meyer. Meyer is across the timeline. And she's working against pretty good pressure put on by Weimers. And she'll kick it out top of the circle. Out for Godowski. Godowski hands it off for Boyer. And Boyer kicks it out here for Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. We'll just go top of the circle here for Newhouse. And she's looking, holding it. Pressure pretty good there by Kosler. And then in the lane, losing the basketball, there's going to be Meyer. Picking it up here is going to be Cutterback. Again, another Fremont turnover. And on the run here is Stitham. Stitham will penetrate, kick it out. Here's an open three on the left side. It won't fall for Mock. And the rebound's going to be tied up. Stitham was there for Kearney High. And for Fremont, it was Boyer. They tie it up. It will be Bearcat basketball here. And checking in is going to be Emmy Hansen for Fremont. Bearcats have the possession arrow pointing their direction, so they'll inbound underneath their own baseline. And to toss it in is going to be Weimers. Weimers finds a cutter and shot. No good, but Cutterback's going to head to the line. It was pretty simple there for Weimers. She looked to her left, looked to her left, and then she looked to her right and found Cutterback was open. Snapped the pass in there immediately, and Cutterback hit on the arm. And she's going to shoot two after the foul on Hansen. The first free throw is no good. And Cutterback will have one more coming here. Second free throw, back the iron, and it's good. She dropped it in there. And Kearney High now has a 5-0 lead. They actually gave the point to Fremont on the scoreboard, but I'm sure they'll fix that. They get the basketball here for Newhouse. Newhouse across the timeline. Pretty good pressure there by Kosler. And we'll get it off here for Newhouse. For Hansen. Top of the circle now for Godowski. Godowski helps kick it out here for Hansen. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And they tie up another rebound. This time the possession arrow is going to be pointing to Fremont. So it will be Fremont basketball here. And they'll toss in underneath their own baseline. Godowski to throw it in. And her pass is knocked away by Stitham, but still picking it up here is going to be Newhouse. Newhouse on the dribble, and her outlet pass is going to be stolen away. Fifth turnover up ahead. They get it to Cutterback. Cutterback in transition. Shot no good. Rebound by Sorensen for Fremont. And now here comes Fremont. They want to work a little bit more quickly than they've done so far. They get it penetrated in. Kick back out for Hansen. Hansen gets it back in the lane here for Sorensen. Her pass from post to post is off the mark, and that is now six turnovers for Fremont, and timeout for the Tigers. They call the timeout just as the Bearcats were making a couple of substitutions. With 4:25 to go here, quarter number one, it's 5-0 Kearney High. We'll be back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School, the Bearcats. Nice start to the ball game. They got a 5-0 lead. And, of course, you're going to be able to do that when your opponents turn the ball over six times in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. And that's exactly what Fremont has done. Some of those were forced by pretty good Kearney High defense. Some of them were just errors for Fremont. So Tony Winan decides to call the timeout. Kelsey Stitham has possession here for the Bearcats. And they'll switch into a zone, will the Tigers. And they lob it inside for Snyder, and Snyder has the ball knocked away. That'll be a turnover for Kearney High. Their first of the ball game. Meyer is going to back up. She's going to fire a three. It's off the mark and rebounded out of there by Cutterback. And then we got a foul on the outlet pass. That'll be on Fremont. And that's going to be on Katie Sorensen. That's going to be her first, just the second as a team on Fremont. For the Cats, Claire Sickler going to check back in. Well, I think we did a substitution that was illegal. And I think they handed it in a little bit too quickly. Now they're going to wait for Sickler to come in. And Kearney, they could have called a technical there because Sickler came in and just kind of ran through the check-in procedure because he'd already inbounded the basketball. In any event, I guess really no harm, no foul. She's just going to have to wait here. As cutback works it around the perimeter. They give it off left side for Stitham. Dangerous pass, but Weimers picks it up. Now she'll take it in the lane. Bounce pass on the right wing. Open shot here for cutback. It won't fall. And coming out with a rebound is Stitham. Stitham dribbles out with it, takes it behind the arc, and now will hand the basketball to Weimers. Weimers facing a little bit of pressure here as Fremont is kind of sagging into a little bit of his zone. Now they're going man-to-man, but really sagging away from some players. Cut it back in the lane. Her shot's a little bit too strong and rebounded by Newhouse. And she'll outlet it for Meyer, and Meyer's in trouble over there as Carney really puts pressure on the ball. Weimers had her pinned for a little bit, and then she got enough help that now Meyer is able to bring in the offensive zone. Hansen on the dribble, top of the circle for Newhouse. And a little give and go, and driving. That's a tough shot for Newhouse. It's no good. Trying to get the rebound, and it's going to be pulled out of there by Cutterback. Cutterback's got it, and she's going to kick it up on the far side for Stitham. Stitham's going to take it all the way to the baseline. She's going to shoot. It's no good. Through the hands of one Tiger. Offensive rebound. Shot no good for Snyder, and then it's going to be rebounded out of there for Godowski. Snyder just about had that one fall in. It hung on the rim, and then had to tip one way or the other, and it tipped out. Meyer in the offensive zone. Carney right now going man-to-man here. And a nice entry pass inside, and Meyer has the first 2 points in the game here for Fremont. Now 5-2, Bearcats have the lead cut almost in half as they bounce past the left side for cutback. Top of the circle, Mock. She'll drive the lane, kick into the corner for Weimers. Weimers watch everybody cycle through. And she's picked up there man-to-man by Myers. A little bit of a screen, but she'll kick it now left wing for Snyder. Snyder drives. Snyder's going to get some body contact. And now Skylar Snyder, the freshman, is going to step to the free throw line. We kind of mentioned that Snyder is really kind of been a pleasant. I don't know if she's a surprise, but 64% free throw shooter. She's averaging about 4.7 points per ball game. Her free throw here is no good. She'll have one more shot and an opportunity with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter to add to a 5-2 lead. And we've had a flurry of substitutions. Haley Boyer going to check back in. Newhouse back into the game. Darby Dorman in there for Fremont. And the free throw here by Snyder is good. Her first point of the night. And Abby Ray checked in a little bit ago here for Kearney High. She's out there with Stitham. A little pressure being put on by Snyder as well. Bounce pass. Claire Sickler will pressure the ball a little bit. Newhouse, she turned it over. Bearcats come away with another turnover, and then again facing some pressure, the Bearcats turn the ball back over as well. For the Cats, it's Ray, Weimers, Stitham, Snyder out there for Kearney High, and Sickler. Long skip pass on the baseline here is Hansen, and Hansen turned it over. Eighth turnover, minute and a half to go here. First quarter on the run here is going to be Weimers. She kicks it right side, a three by Stitham. It's no good. And long rebound by Haley Boyer for Fremont. And she'll let traffic clear a little bit, gives it to Meyer. Meyer's got in the offensive zone. She gave it away, now her pass is stolen away. Nice steal here by Snyder. Snyder's going for the right-handed layup, and she's got her first field goal of the night. She's got three in the game, and Kearney High has their largest lead at six. It's 8-2, and across the timeline is Meyer. Meyer's going to kick on the left side here for Hansen. Bearcats really want to finish this final minute of the first quarter strong and have a little lead and a little momentum. Hansen, bounce passes back out for Meyer. She gets at the elbow. Now they give it off right side, an open three, but it is no good, and rebounded by Claire Sickler. Nice look there for Boyer, but it was off the mark, and Sickler pulls down the rebound. Here comes Weimers in the offensive zone, in the lane, bounce pass on the left side for Snyder. Snyder's going to penetrate. She's going to shoot. Now she'll head to the line. And she drew that body contact. That's really one of the strengths of Skylar Snyder is her ability to drive, her willingness to get in there draw some body contact and collect that foul. And again, one thing that she's able to do is score from the free throw line. She misses the shot here. That might be one area she might want to work on. Is 64% free throw shooting isn't bad, but she gets the line enough now that she's really playing some more minutes in varsity action that she probably needs to get herself to the line a little bit more often and hit a higher percentage. Her second free throw is good, and the Bearcats now lead it 9-2. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Across the timeline is going to be Sorensen. Sorensen gives it for Meyer. Bearcats double team her. Bounce pass through that double team to Sorensen, and then it's going to be stolen from behind by Sickler. 10th turnover, and Sickler is going to lead it up ahead. Caught by Snyder. Shot's a little bit strong. Great hustle pulling down the rebound by Kendra Kosler. Kosler will get it back out for Stitham. Kicks out right side for Kosler, and Kosler hits a long deuce. 4 seconds to go. Inbounded for Boyer. 1 second. Three-quarter court baseball throw to the basket, and it hits one of the drummers. It's a little off the mark. One quarter is in the books, and Kearney High with an 11-2 lead, their largest lead of the game, to start the second quarter. We come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, we certainly want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball throughout the course of the year, and we're proud to bring you coverage of not just the Kearney High boys, but also the Kearney High girls, and we'll be back in action next Saturday. We will be traveling to Norfolk. We'll have that doubleheader for you from Norfolk next Saturday, both the boys and the girls game. Bearcats have possession to start the second quarter here, and they're going to lob it down low for Snyder. Snyder has the ball knocked loose, but picking it up is a hustling Abby Ray, and Ray will maintain the possession. Weimers now, she's going to lob it inside. It's a little bit too strong, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney High, although the Bearcats fighting to get the ball back. Claire Meyer is able to get it for Fremont. And she's going to direct traffic as they were trying to trap her. And now across the timeline, Meyer has it. And then her pass is going to be intercepted by Weimers. Another Fremont turnover. And here comes Weimers. She's going to kick in the corner. And the jumper, no good for Sickler. And then we got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the rebound was Sorensen for Fremont. And then she was pushed. Abby Ray is going to be whistled for her first personal foul. It's only the first team foul on Kearney High. Four have been whistled against Fremont. So we're a long ways away from anybody shooting any one-on-ones. Pass deflected by Snyder, intercepted by Sickler. Sickler's going to drive, has her shot blocked out of bounds, and Meyer, after making the block, can't track down the loose ball as it goes out of bounds. Charlie Weese going to check in here for Fremont. And Sickler to inbound for the Bearcats. Everybody cycles through, and they'll get it to Kosler, top of the key. Right wing now for Snyder. Snyder enters it in for Ray. Ray had it stolen away. Ray tried to get it back and couldn't, and that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Finally picking up a loose ball was Weese. And across the timeline is Meyer. Meyer's pass stolen away. Another turnover here as driving is going to be Snyder. Snyder shot's no good. Still being ping-ponged around a little bit. And Dorman pulls down the rebound for Fremont. And she'll get it out for Meyer. This pressure for Kearney High has really taken Fremont out of the game. I think they've only had about 4 shots the entire ball game so far, and only one of them's gone in. Godowski on the right wing kicks it back out here for Weese. They get it in the lane, and it's going to be knocked away again. Another steal. Coming up with it is Weimers. Weimers kicks for Sickler. Sickler's going to penetrate in the lane, and she walked with it. Yep. That was pretty good defense there for Fremont. Kendall Newhouse going to check in for Fremont. Abby Graham into the game for the first time tonight for Kearney High. And also out there is Cutterback. Fremont's going to toss in. 6:12 to go. Quarter number two. And Kearney High with an 11-2 lead. Meyer in the offensive zone. Pass is a bad one. It's intercepted by Weimers. Weimers going to go in for the layup, and she'll get another bucket. And another timeout for Fremont. First points of the second quarter belong to Kelsey Weimers, and it's now 13-2 Kearney High, 5:58 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Tigers, we'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Kearney High has forced 15 turnovers for Fremont, and I have them for five here in the first half, and that's forced in Fremont to really kind of talk about this pressure that Kearney High has been putting on. That's why they called a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand right here at Kearney High. So Fremont, after that made basket, can run the baseline if they want to, and Jessica Godowski will toss it in here for Claire Meyer. And the Cats will pick up their pressure at midcourt. And Meyer picks up her dribble, throws it to Newhouse. Newhouse back out here for Godowski. Godowski dribbles right wing for Meyer. The kick at left side. They're finally at the three-point arc. With the dribble is Wiese, and she has it stolen away. The steal by Snyder. Snyder on the baseline. Good body contact. And, wow, she muscled that one up and in. I thought she was just trying to put up that shot to get to the free throw line. Didn't get the foul call, but she got the bucket. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Carmen for, check that, Wiese, Charlie Wiese. And on that right side, a double team. They kick it back out for Wiese. Wiese's pass knocked away and stolen away by Kosler. And Kosler slid to a stop, and she turned it over. They had the turnover and then lost it there by Kosler. I have Kearney for six turnovers, and about, I think three of those were as they made the turnover from Fremont, they then turned it over immediately. So one of those plays where they didn't quite have the ball completely secured, their turnovers haven't hurt them like Fremont's has. Fremont is just completely out of their offensive game right now. Meyer, she'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded in traffic there by Abby Graham, and Graham's going to hand it off here for Weimers. Weimers has it in the offensive zone, less than 5 minutes to go in the quarter, and Snyder will kick it. Now top of the circle for Graham. Graham snaps it over for number five, Kelsey Weimers, leading scorer for Kearney High, and now she'll get it off for Snyder. Snyder takes in the lane, kicks out for Weimers. Weimers for three, back the iron and no good, and Snyder went over the back. Maybe a little over-anxious there for the freshman, trying to get the rebound. She went over the back. That'll be her first personal foul, only the second on Kearney High. There's only been four fouls called against Fremont as well, so we're still a ways away from anybody getting a one-and-one. In fact, at this pace, neither team will be shooting one-and-ones. Long outlet pass, stolen away by Kosler. Kosler gets it for Snyder. Snyder's shot is no good and rebounded by Newhouse, and Newhouse will just hand it off to one of the guards. That's going to be Meyer. Meyer's pass up ahead here for Godowski. Kick it back out to Meyer. Meyer, trapped in the corner, is able to bounce it out for Newhouse. And Newhouse gets the top of the circle here for Taryn Nick, and Nick's going to throw it away. Thought she had somebody behind her and didn't. And so when she threw it back there, there just wasn't anybody there to get the ball in. For Fremont, they're actually fortunate that one of the Kearney High players wasn't able to track that ball down because it would have been a layup on the other end. Again, I think Fremont's only shot the ball about six times this entire first half. Driving the baseline is going to be Snyder. Snyder under the glass. Her shot's no good. Godowski with a partial block there, and then she pulls down the rebound. Meyer facing some pressure. Gives it here for Newhouse. And left side for Godowski. Godowski's pass is tipped, but Meyer's able to pick it up. Long pass on the left side here for Godowski. They're not even looking to score. Godowski dribbles down the baseline, kicks it out. Now you got an open look for Newhouse. Her three is an air ball and pulled out of there by Sorensen. Sorensen's able to kick it out for Nick. Nick finds an open area. Her jumper's no good. Offensive rebound, shot off glass, no good for Sorensen. And finally, coming down with the rebound is going to be Kosler. And Kosler kicks up ahead here for Kelsey Weimers. She'll give it up on the left side for Abby Graham. Long jumper for Weimers on that pass. No good. Rebounded by Cutaback. Driving is Cutaback and Peyton Cutaback. her first field goal of the night, and the Bearcats lead it by 15. 17-2, 3 minutes to go here. What a difference a night makes. And the pass is tipped away. The steal by Snyder, and Snyder's going to go to the line. Snyder blocked the pass, went in for the layup, hit on the arm, and now she's going to shoot two. 20 turnovers by Fremont in this ball game. Most of them, not all, but most of them forced by pretty good Kearney High defense. Halftime, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. The free throw by Skylar Snyder is good, so she now has 7 points in the game. And the Kearney High lead is now 18-2. Claire Sickler going to check in, give a little breather here to Kelsey Weimers. Second free throw on the way, and it's good for Snyder. And now Kearney High is content to just kind of pick up the defense at midcourt. As Meyer brings in the offensive zone, she's working against Sickler there, and they'll kick the ball back out here for Wilson. Wilson back right side for Meyer. Meyer between the circles for Newhouse. She's got the dribble, and Kosler's there with her. Pass out for Anna Wilson, who checked in a little bit ago. She's working up against Graham, and the pass through the lane out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off the foot of Peyton Cutterback, so that will not be a Fremont turnover with 2:22 to go here in the quarter. It'll be Fremont basketball underneath their own hoop. Newhouse to top it in, toss it in for Anna Wilson. Wilson gets it in the lane here for Newhouse. Newhouse backs in. That's a nice post move. Shots are no good. Rebound being tipped around. It's on the ground, and tracking it out of there is going to be Allie Barron. Barron kicks it out. Long jumper, no good for Wilson. Another offensive rebound for Sorensen. That shot won't fall. And then we've got a foul going over the back on Fremont. And Sorensen's going to be whistled for her second personal foul. That's now six fouls whistled against Fremont. And Stitham checks back into the game here for the Bearcats. Sickler in the offensive zone. Gave it away, now gets it back. Top of the circle, they give it for Stitham. Stitham looking for a cutter. Now she's going to drive. They leave that area open. Quick dribble, and she lays it off the glass. And Kelsey Stitham, her first 2 points of the night, and the Bearcats now lead it 21-2. Meyer in that offensive zone now. Picked up defensively by Claire Sickler, and the Cats looking really good in this game. A little roll there, and a nice pass in for Katie Sorensen. Sorensen has her first points of the ball game. Just the second field goal of the game here for Fremont, as she did a nice job of rolling with her guard as she penetrated. Kick out for Cutterback. Top of the circle for Mock. Mock's directing traffic a little bit. 1:10 to go here before halftime. Skip pass on the left side for Sickler. Sickler's got it near the top of the key. She's backing up. Gives now left side for Mock. Mock looking, and she'll get right side for Sickler. Sickler in the lane. Kicks back out for Kosler. Now right side for Mock. She's open for three. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound for Cutterback, and Cutterback high off glass will score. 5 points, five rebounds for Peyton Cutterback, and a 23-4 Kearney High lead. 40 seconds to go before our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and the pass is going to be intercepted by Cutterback. 21st turnover on Fremont. Driving to Stitham. She'll bounce past the right side. Cutterback's going to lay it up and in. They had a 2-on-1 break. Great hustle there by Kearney High. 24 seconds to go here. Meyer in the offensive zone here for Fremont. She'll take it on the right wing behind the three-point arc. Still has a dribble. Not looking to shoot at all. Gives it to Anna Wilson. Wilson on the right side for Barron. And Allie Barron will hand it off. Backing in here is Newhouse. Newhouse kicks out. There's Wilson for three. Rebound in the corner with 2 seconds to go is out of bounds. Last touched by Gretchen Mock. So in the corner, Fremont will inbound with 2:09 to go. Newhouse to toss in. They got time to make something happen quick, and they get it in quickly to Meyer. Meyer for three. It's no good. Rebound by Kearney High, and that'll end the first half. 25-4. Kearney High with lead over Fremont. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk boys basketball with boys head basketball coach Scott Steinberg. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
We are at halftime, a 25-4 lead here for the Bearcats as they are dominating Fremont here in girls basketball. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, at halftime, 25-4. Kearney High is leading Fremont here in girls basketball. Here in a little bit, we'll have the boys game for you as well. And kind enough to talk to us about that is Scott Steinbrook. And, Coach, you think you can force 21 turnovers in a half?
Well, I think if we force 21 turnovers in the first half, we'll be feeling pretty good about our chances for the night. But, you know, we're going to try to crank up the tempo, but I don't think it's possible to do that.
Oh,
no.
You'd like to do that. I just don't know if you can expect to have that happen. Great game last night. I mean, it's kind of tough to say that when you lose by 9 on the road, but really I thought you guys played very, very well last night. We talked about that in the post game last night at Southeast, that really you guys played well, you just didn't shoot well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We defended fairly well. The kids competed hard. They executed our offense well, and we just didn't get shot. We didn't make very many shots. We got good shots, just didn't shoot a very high percentage. The only area where maybe we didn't play that well, we got beat on the boards 29-12. Now, I'm looking at stats thinking, is that even right? So I kind of double-checked our stats and watched the film, and yes, it is possible. We only got 12 rebounds for the entire game. So that obviously has to change tonight. You know, Southeast was a little bit bigger than us. Fremont is a lot bigger than us. So we're going to have to make sure we take care of the rebounding situation. And I feel like I've broken record, like I say that every week when we talk to each other. But we're going to have to get better on the boards. But overall, if we build on last night's performance, we should have a shot tonight.
And one of those things, sometimes you don't rebound well because it's hard to get offensive rebounds.
You're right. You know, we send three guys to the offensive glass. And, you know, a lot of teams, you know, we're about 4 or 5 inches shorter at almost every position. So sometimes just as a function of height, we're not getting a lot of offensive rebounds. So we have to make up for that lack of height with maybe an increased effort. And we've had some guys doing that. You know, last night, Jake Weiss had a couple offensive boards. Ryan Cervantes had a couple offensive boards. You know, if we can have guys just get one more offensive rebound tonight, just one more, if each of our five starters would grab one, you know, then all of a sudden that's giving us some second chance points because we have not gotten a ton of second chance points. And in theory, we take a lot of threes, and last night we missed a lot of threes. So maybe there are going to be some long rebounds available there that some of our smaller, quicker guys can get their hands on.
And when you get those threes, you need kind of those rattle in and out close rebounds or that really long rebound where an offensive guy can get. So some of it's just kind of blind luck sometimes when you get those rebounds after a three.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of those things. Sometimes the team that maybe plays a little bit harder seems to get a few more lucky breaks. So our kids play hard, but like we told them in our shoot-around today, you know, we just have to play even harder than we did last night and just keep competing and keep battling and keep playing for each other. And, you know, I think our guys have the right mind frame coming in tonight, and I think they'll give a good effort.
And when you kind of look at things just on paper, just my little that I kind of look at, you're taking a team that's 7-7 and 17 that had a winning record like you did at Southeast at your home court. You know, it doesn't certainly guarantee a win, but you got to think you like your chances tonight.
Fremont's an up-and-down team. You know, they over the Christmas break, while we were playing in the GNAC tournament, they were playing in the Heartland Athletic Conference tournament, and they were Heartland champs this year. You know, they beat Lincoln East, they beat Lincoln Southeast, they beat Lincoln Southwest. Well, over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks now, since then, several of those teams have avenged losses against Fremont. You know, they play a lot of close games. If you look at their scores, they've been real low scoring, you know, sometimes in the 30s or low 40s, but they're in every game. The games they've won close games. The games they've lost close games. You know, so we expect a close game tonight. You know, if it's in that 30 or 40 point range, again, we talk about tempo a lot. That probably does not bode well for us. We're going to try to increase the tempo, but it should be a good competitive game. You know, us and Fremont are kind of in that middle of the pack right now in Class A. You know, there's a few elite teams right now in the Metro Conference, and there's about 10 of us that are just kind of in that middle range. You know, us and North Platte and Fremont and all the Lincoln schools. And, you know, as we start to look ahead to the postseason, it's really not that far away, and every game counts in terms of seeding and building some confidence for February, and we just hope we can keep getting better and pick up a win tonight.
You kind of mentioned tempo because, again, Fremont does play, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 points in their wins, lower than what you guys like to kind of set the tempo. Is it easier to slow down a game or speed up a game?
To be perfectly honest, you know, it just kind of depends on the game. You know, some nights, you know, it's easier to maybe crank up the tempo. I think back to when we played Lincoln Northeast here, you know, we got some tempo early. We created some steals, and the game was played in the 70s. I think back to a couple games versus North Platte where we went in with a game plan of tried to speeding things up, and we just couldn't. For whatever reason, maybe we didn't make baskets or North Platte slowed the tempo. But, you know, we hope that we're able to create that tempo. We're going to do that through some full court stuff. You know, we talked at our shoot around about our point guards pushing it hard and our wings getting out and running. So we're going to try, but Fremont is going to try to counter that. They're going to try to slow the pace and just pound it into their big kids.
Setting the pace is important to get a good start because you jump out to a 10-point lead. They've got to play catch-up. They probably have to pick up their own pace.
Definitely. If we can get on them early and maybe take them out of their comfort zone, you know, because if they're a team that averages 40 points a game and they find themselves in a 10-point hole, you know, in the first half, then that maybe changes their mindset of how quick they want to play. I'm not saying they won't push the ball in transition because any good team, if they see the opportunity, will do that. But their bread and butter is coming down and running the high-low game, running some screen and roll with their big 6'8 kid and their 6'7 kid. You know, so we want to make their big guys run. You know, if our little guys are sprinting up and down the court, you know, their big guys have to guard us. And I think sometimes we get caught up worrying about how we're going to match up with the opponent. But just, you know, on the other side of the equation, they have to match up with us. You know, their 6'8 guy has to guard a 6'1 guy. Their 6'7 guy might have to guard a 5'10 guy. So we think we have a little bit of a quickness advantage there. So we need to make sure we play to our strengths and try to take advantage of the situation we have.
And last night was one of those games that turned into a kind of a half-court game, and you try to shoot over top of Southeast. Is this a running game where you try to work it inside and now you're going to try to drive a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. You know, well, Fremont likes to play man, but they'll mix in some zone. They were at our game scouting last night. They didn't have a game last night. They played on Tuesday. They beat Elkhorn South. You know, so based on kind of what they may have saw Southeast do by changing up, mixing in a lot of zone defenses, you know, they have the length and the size to be a pretty effective zone team. They haven't played it a ton this year, but we've really been preparing this week knowing Southeast would play some zone and that we might see it from Fremont. So hopefully we can take what we learned last night and be a little more effective with our zone offense. But bottom line is, you know, we're going to have to knock down some perimeter shots, because if we're not knocking down perimeter shots, then they can just really sink in the paint and control the rebounds and take away dribble penetration from some of our guards. You know, so our game plan doesn't necessarily change from last night. We just have to do a better job of getting good shots and knocking them down.
Another couple questions here for Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. One of them is just kind of talk some numbers, some personnel for Fremont. Really give us the scouting report and who you need to kind of slow down.
Well, Mitch Hahn is a 6'7 forward. You know, he plays more like a shooting guard, though. You know, he's one of the leading scorers in Class A, probably has legitimate 23, 24-foot range. They run a lot of things through him. He handles the ball well. He'll handle the full court against pressure a little bit. You know, he's a guy that's only a junior, you know, that if you're looking at the class of 2014, he's probably, you know, a solid Division II, borderline Division I recruit down the road because, you know, he has a lot of upside. But, you know, we have to focus our game plan primarily around him. If he has a big night, if he has one of those 20 or 25-point nights, then those are the games that Fremont usually wins. If we can maybe cut that in half, you know, keep him between 10 and 15, you know, that probably sets up better for us. They got another big guy, Conrad Meyer. He's 6'8", 235 pounds. You know, that's a pretty big high school player right there. And it's not just those two guys. Their guards are solid. You know, they understand their roles. They're well coached. They're a very system-oriented team. They run a lot of really good stuff. You know, some of the sets they run are actually similar to what we run. So, you know, our kids are familiar with how to defend the ball screen. But they're big guys inside. We'll step out and shoot a little bit. But, again, it starts with Hahn, and we'll kind of go from there.
Hey, Coach, appreciate the time. Best luck to you.
Very good. Thanks, Randy.
All right, Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll take one quick break here, and then we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Excuse me there, a little frog in my throat, as the Bearcats right now leading at 25-4. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. For Kearney High, leading the way here in the first half is Skylar Snyder off the bench. She's got 8 points in intermission, 7 for Peyton Cunnaback, 6 points for Kelsey Weimers, and 2 for Kelsey Stitham, 2 for Kendra Kosler. Bearcats led 11-2 after one quarter. They lead at halftime 25-4. For Fremont, Claire Meyer has 2, and Katie Sorensen also with 2 points. The possession arrow pointing to Fremont. They've got the basketball first. They get a little pass on the baseline. And it's laid up and in by Kendall Newhouse. That's going to be her first 2 points of the night. So still Fremont with only 6 points in the ball game. Driving here is going to be Gretchen Mock. Mock took it all the way down the baseline. Kind of shut off there, so she'll dribble back out and gets the ball back. Now toss top of the key here for Weimers. Weimers facing a little pressure from Fremont. And they give it off on the left side. We're going to have a reach whistled on Haley Boyer. And I thought Boyer had tied up the basketball, but they're going to call Boyer for a hold. She threw it off on the left side, and Kelsey Stitham made the catch. But then Boyer came in there, and I thought tied it up. But in any event, the foul will go on Boyer. And between the circles, Kelsey Weimers has it. She gets a nice little screen. She takes it all the way down the baseline. A little ball fake off glass. Shot's no good, but she got Kendall Newhouse up in the air, and Newhouse hit her on the arm as Weimers drove in. So Weimers will go to the line. She's going to have a couple of free throws coming up here. As we mentioned, she's averaging about 11.3 points per ball game, and she's averaging, she's shooting about 71% from the free throw line, and she looked all of that here as she strokes in the first free throw. She's got 7 in the game, and her second free throw is up and good. So 27-6, a 21-point lead here for Kearney High. That will equal their halftime lead, which was their largest of the game. Meyer gives it between the circles here for Boyer. Boyer, I thought, had it tied up there with Weimers, but she's able to drive past her. And somehow, Haley Boyer with a great drive through the lane, and she lays it high off the glass. That was a tough shot. Stitham now has it on the baseline. She's driving. She's shooting. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped around, and coming out of there with it is going to be Meyer. Meyer drives all the way in, runs into a Bearcat, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Stitham. Stitham was there, and I think maybe just gave kind of a little bit of a lean there. Actually, they called cutback, not for the block. Not for that charge, but rather on a reach for cutterback. So cutterback is going to be whistled for the foul. And so we're going to have a couple of shots here for Meyer. Well, defensive foul came probably before what could have been called a charge. And that makes sense because I really thought Stitham was there. Free throw is no good. And the rebound is pulled out of there by Newhouse. Newhouse's shot won't fall. And we've got a hold here on Kearney High. And that will be on Gretchen Mock. Well, we mentioned it before, not a lot of fouls were called in the first half, mostly because not a lot of fouls were committed in the first half. This game being played a little bit differently here in the second half, where they're being kind of kind of aggressive here. And she wants to stay in there, but Kendall Newhouse does not look very comfortable. I think she may have gotten hit on the head with an elbow. She wants to stay in there, but the coaching staff doesn't think she's suited for that at the moment. So she'll come out of the ball game, and Haley Boyer is going to inbound the basketball. I think she just probably needs a minute to collect herself after being hit in the head there. They'll pass around the perimeter here, Meyer. And they give it to Godowski off of the screen. Emmy Hansen, who checked in, she's got it and kicks off for Meyer. Meyer penetrates, kick out for Boyer, and Boyer hits the first three-pointer of the game here for Fremont. So Fremont has scored only 4 points in the first half, has scored seven in a minute and a half here in the second. Bounce pass, left wing here, cut it back. She gets a nice little shot up and in. Kelsey Weimers came in there, spun, and then bounced it right back out to cut it back, and then actually posted up after she made the pass, allowing cut it back to have a nice open look. And here's another pass that's going to be tipped away, another steal. Stitham's going to go in for a layup, and it's good. Stitham with the steal and the layup. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and again, that problem of handling the basketball that Fremont had in the first half. They turned it over 21 times in the first half. This is their first turnover of the second half, and it turns into points here for the Bearcats. Left wing, they get it to Boyer. Boyer on the baseline. Just flips it out here. Sorensen from about 8 feet away, and she hits the shot. So Fremont coming alive here, scoring 9 points in this quarter after scoring only four in the first half. 5:23 to go, third quarter. Nice pass in here for Kearney High. Gretchen Mox got on the baseline. She got a little bit too far under the glass, and her shot hit the bottom of the glass, and Sorensen pulled down the rebound. But I'll tell you what, Kearney High, they ran that play to near perfection. It just ended a little bit too close to the basket. Pass on the right side, Emmy Hansen. Now she's just going to kick it back out here for Meyer. Bearcats going with a man-to-man as they work it back around here for Boyer. Boyer's got it top of the circle in the hands of Hansen. Back to Boyer. She works it in, loses the basketball, dives on it to try to save it, and we get a timeout here for Fremont to maintain the possession. The Tigers call timeout. They trail it 31-13, 4:47 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Timeout for the Tigers. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney, as well as the concession stand here at Kearney High. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the boys' game a little bit after the conclusion of this one. I want to thank Scott Steinbrook for joining us at halftime of coverage of girls' basketball here on ESPN 1460. Right wing with the ball here is Boyer. Boyer gives it back out. A little ball fake here by Meyer. Meyer, nice spin move, but that's a tough-looking shot, and they're going to be calling a hold here on Kearney High. Proud of our coverage of high school sports in general, but nobody covers girls basketball like we do here at Platte River Radio. Interesting matchup for Kearney High girls, Kearney Catholic girls last night. We had that game for you on our FM, and the night before we had them on the AM. As they had a couple of interesting matchups. I don't think too many radio stations do that. The inbounds pass was tipped right back into a Fremont player, so that'll be another Fremont turnover. And you'll hear the Kearney High girls exclusively here on ESPN 1460. With the ball here is Snyder. Snyder's going to drive. Snyder drives all the way in. Wow, what a pretty drive for the freshman. She's got 10 in the game. She started outside the circle, drove all the way through the lane, hit that left-handed shot. That was some pretty basketball by the freshman. Hansen will give it top of the circle for Godowski. Godowski, a little penetration, kick out for Myers. Myers shot well off the mark, and Skylar Snyder pulls down the rebound. The freshman dribbles all the way down to the baseline, and she walked with it. Yeah, I think she basically got the ball pinned to her side as she was trying to go up and took an extra step. So that'll be a turnover on Kearney High. Unofficially, I have them with 7 turnovers compared to 23 for Fremont. And Fremont's taking much better care of the ball here in the second half. Weesey helps work it back around the perimeter. Boyer's got it now. Off of a screen, Meyer gets it back. She'll give now right side. They enter it in. Great pass. I don't know how she caught that. But then the travel by Katie Sorensen. Sorensen made the catch. And how that ball got through there, because Mock was down there. Stitham was down there. And Kosler was down there, and I don't know, she made the catch, but then she couldn't get her feet set underneath her. Kosler has it, finds a cutter, driving here is going to be Weimers. Weimers' shot won't fall, but she'll head to the line. Kozler had it and just kind of snapped it through traffic. Sneaking through the back door was Kelsey Weimers. And now Weimers will go to the line and will shoot two more. She's 2 for 2 from the line. The foul by Wiese will send her to the line for two more. And the free throw was good. And that will equal Kearney High's largest lead at 34-13. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is good. So 10 in the game here for Weimers. And Kendall Newhouse going to check back in here for Fremont. And by the way, checking back in is Katie Sorensen. We mentioned her earlier. She got kind of hit on the head with an elbow, we think. And she's back in the ball game. Pass stolen away. With it is Snyder. After the steal, she's going to lay it off the glass. And Skylar Snyder really began to assert herself. She forces the turnover, goes in for a layup on the other end. Wiese works back around the perimeter. Now left side, Newhouse. Newhouse in the lane, starting to fall down. Has to kick it out for Meyer. Meyer's able to give it on the baseline here for Godowski. Godowski throws it between the circles here for Newhouse. Newhouse on the dribble. Right wing, ball fake is a good one by Myers. She takes it in the lane, a little runner, in and out, no good. That was a pretty shot. Wouldn't fall, though. Weimers comes down with it for Kearney High. And she'll now dribble, takes it to the baseline. Back out for Stitham. She's going to penetrate. Back around the Kozler. Now right side. Here's a three by Snyder. It's bouncing around, no good. Rebounded by Godowski. Her fourth rebound of the game. And she's going to hand the basketball off to her guard, Claire Meyer. Meyer will give right wing here for Wiese. Wiese, top of the circle, looking in, but we'll give it top of the circle for Sorensen, and the pass down low, knocked away by a couple of Bearcats, last touched by Kelsey Stitham. Abby Ray and Claire Sickler checking back in here for Kearney High. Out are going to be Kozler and Weimers. Fremont inbounds it. Open in the corner for the three is the guard. It's no good. Long rebound. There's nobody out there. They didn't keep track of Kelsey Stitham at all. She got that long rebound and laid it up and in. There wasn't anybody in front of her. There wasn't anybody within 10 feet of her when she laid it up. So she gets that long rebound and an easy bucket. Wiese enters it in. It's knocked down by Abby Ray. Another turnover. And Ray's able to get it up ahead here for Sickler. Sickler decides she doesn't want to press the issue. She'll kick right side here for Stitham. Stitham's going to drive, and they're going to call a little push on, I think, Wiese. Yep, that'll be on Charlie Wiese, her second. And Darby Dorman going to check in for Fremont. Also in for Fremont is Taryn Nick. And directing traffic a little bit, Peyton Cutterback. She's the only one on the right side of the court here as they inbound the basketball. And they toss it in, and I think it's held up, yep. They got it in to Snyder, but it was deflected a little bit on the way to Snyder. She got the catch, and then it was tied up. Alternating possession rule will give Kearney High the ball here. And the toss it in is going to be Sickler. Sickler just gives it between the circles here for Stitham. Stitham's going to drive in the lane. A little floater. Back the iron, no good. She went over the back on the rebound. And that'll be her first personal foul. 91 seconds to go here in the third quarter. As the Bearcats lead at 39-13. Minute 31 to go. Don't forget, next week we'll have coverage of high school basketball for you again as Kearney High will be traveling to Norfolk. So we won an all-expense-paid trip to Norfolk next Saturday. We'll have that girl-boy doubleheader for you. On the dribble, losing it is Taryn Nick into the hands of Weimers. Weimers passes it up ahead for Snyder, and it's knocked away from her from behind by a hustling Taryn Nick, so we swap turnovers, and into the offensive zone comes Fremont. A little lazy pass, but Meyer's able to track it down. Now left side, Weesey's got it. Wiese watches everybody cycle through, and she'll give it between the circles here for Dorman. Dorman back out for Meyer. Meyer now kicks left side for Newhouse. She's going to fire a three. It's a little bit long. Rebounded by Skylar Snyder. And Snyder will dribble across the bare pond, midcourt. 45 seconds left. She dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks for Sickler. Sickler's going to give it off left side for Stitham. Stitham back for Snyder. She'll penetrate, kick. Open for a moment there was cut a back, but we'll work back around the perimeter. And now on the bounce, the long pass right side for Snyder. Snyder spins, has it on the baseline, double team, loses it, trying to get it back, but the Fremont player was on her backside with her shoulder on the baseline. And so Dorman, the ball is going to be out of bounds off of her, and Connie will inbound. 27.5 to go here in the third quarter. 39-13. Bearcats with the comfortable lead. And Stitham has it. Defender fell down. She'll dribble past her. And now Stitham has used up her dribble. And she's double teamed, and we're going to have a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Fremont. So the Tigers inbound. 16 seconds to go as they inbound the basketball. They break the timeline with 11. And with the dribble is number 13, Meyer. Meyer gave it away, now gets it back. She's going to fire a long three. Still 3 seconds left. It was rebounded by Snyder, stolen away, and the shot's going to be up and good by Charlie Weesey.
Basket is good by number 15, Charlie Weesey.
So Weesey forced a turnover. What happened was Snyder kind of thought about throwing that ball about three-quarters court, and she kind of opened herself up, and Weesey made the steal and then was able to lay it up and in. We'll head to the fourth quarter. Kearney High with a comfortable 39-15 lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back on Top of the Hill as the Kearney High Bearcats cruising here in girls basketball. They lead at 39-15. And again, 6 turnovers for Fremont in that third quarter. A dramatic improvement. They turned it over 21 times in the first half. And that's really the story of this ball game as the Bearcats lead at 39-15. They have possession of it to start the fourth quarter. And they're going to skip it out on the left wing here for Claire Sickler. Sickler gives it for Weemers. Weemers picked up man-to-man there by Meyer. And she lost the basketball. She's used up her dribble. Pretty good pressure being put on, so she'll bounce it out for Sickler, and Sickler's going to reset the offense. She'll dribble, kick it through to Cutaback, who gives it back out for Weemers, top of the circle. Meyer is right with her, and they'll give off on the left wing here for Claire Sickler. Sickler, top of the circle here for Abby Ray. Ray gives it off on the right wing here for Snyder, who kicks it back out for Weemers. Weemers' three is no good. Rebound is out of bounds. I think Fremont was the last to touch it. Haven't seen the indication yet. Yep, that's exactly the case. Well, in that possession, I think everybody touched the ball there for Kearney High. Sickler is going to inbound it here, and they get it in for Weemers. She's going to fire the three. It's just a little bit off the mark. And the ball is rolling on the baseline. Ray had it for a moment. And she was battling with Kendall Newhouse, and they're going to say Ray was the last to touch it. So 7:08 to go here in the ball game. Kearney High going to get back to that 500 mark. They're going to be 8-8 after this ball game. And on the left wing with it is Weesey. Weesey on the dribble. Looks to the right wing here for Dorman. Dorman gives it off for Meyer. Meyer probably got away with a carry, but you're not going to call that in a 24-point ball game. Taryn Nick dribbles to the free throw line, and she hits a nice low floater. First points of the ball game here for Taryn Nick. And so Sickler will bring it up here for Kearney High. Sickler will bounce pass on the left side here for Weemers. Weemers back out for Abby Ray, right wing Snyder. Entry pass, backing in there is Weemers. They double-team her, and it's stolen away by Charlie Weesey. Nice play there by Weesey. She went in there and actually was part of a triple team. on Weimers. Top of the circle, Newhouse, right wing, Nick. Nick from the elbow finds that roll from Newhouse, and Newhouse is going to hit the shot. Nice little roll after the pass. It wasn't really a pick and roll. It was more of a pass and roll. And Newhouse got a nice pass there from Taryn Nick. Give Nick an assist. And on the bounce here is going to be Sickler. Sickler on that left side. We're going to have a reach here on Charlie Weese. That's going to be her third. For the Bearcats, Gretchen Mock, Kendra Kosler going to check back in here. So a couple of seniors get back out there. Three seniors for Kearney High on this ball club. All of them wearing single digits. So they're kind of easier to remember who the seniors are. Sickler brings it between the circles. Nice little drive. She'll kick left side. Here's Weimers for three. No good. Gets her own rebound. Little ball fake. Now she's going to kick it out. And why not? Gretchen Mock, she's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. First points of the ball game for Gretchen Mock. She strokes in that three-pointer. And Kearney High with a 42-19 lead. 5:21 to go here. Fourth quarter. On the bounce is going to be Taryn Nick. Nick lobs it down low to Newhouse. Newhouse makes the catch and she'll score. Well, they kind of kicked it on the left side for Claire Meyer, and Meyer immediately threw it down low for Newhouse. Newhouse with the easy bucket. And Jason Boyd wants to talk about that a little bit. With 5:09 to go here, fourth quarter, timeout Bearcats. They lead at 42-21. We're back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are now leading it 42-21. They've led by as many as 24, and actually they led by as many as 26 in this ball game. And their lead now has been cut down to 21. I think I still like their chances with 5:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Next Friday night, Bearcats will play host to Columbus in a girl-boy doubleheader, and the next Saturday will be with them as they hit the road traveling to Norfolk to take on the Panthers. And we'll have that girl-boy doubleheader for you next week right here on ESPN. Sickler gets the inbounds here for Kearney High. They'll kick it right side for Gretchen Mock. Mock's going to fire a three. She was open. That won't fall, but an offensive rebound by Abby Ray. Ray flew in there and just snatched it away from Taryn Nick. Muscled it away from her and just laid it up and in. That's the first points of the ball game here for Ray. Dribbling here is Meyer. Meyer on the right wing for Weese. Weese tries to enter it inside, and it was intercepted by one of the Fremont players. As Meyer came up with it, her shot's no good, and rebounded up ahead here for Kearney High. Ball is loose. Kostler's able to track it down, and she'll give it off right side for Sickler. Sickler kicks it out for Weimers. Weimers drives. Shot no good. Rebounded by Newhouse. Her fourth rebound of the game, and they're going to call a hell ball.
On the open possession, Tigers have the ball.
Possession arrow is pointing to the Tigers.
Haley Boyer, Katie Sorensen
checking in for Fremont.
Emmy Hansen
in for Fremont.
Jessica Godowski
as well for Kearney. They make some substitution as well. Kelsey Stitham checks in there. So it's Kosler, Ray, Stitham, Mock, and Weimers out there right now for Kearney High. Right wing, Boyer. Boyer facing a little man-to-man. From Mock, picks up her dribble, gives it from Meyer. Meyer with 4:08 to go, dribbles to the left side, and she'll lob it inside. Nice catch there by Sorensen. Sorensen takes it off the glass, she'll score, and she was hit on the arm. So she has the opportunity to finish a three-point play. So with that bucket, it's now 44-23. Fremont down by 21. And at the line, number 23, Katie Sorensen. Free throw is rolling around, no good. Rebounded by Kosler, who was whistled for the foul, just her first. And Weimers brings in the offensive zone. Mock's open right side. They leave her open for a three, and she makes him pay. She strokes in that three-pointer, And it's 47-23. Inside of 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, Kearney High has dominated this game from the word go. Left side, Hansen. Hansen thought about the three, and Stitham took that away from her. She closed out very quickly on it. Meyer on the dribble. Meyer to the elbow. Kicks it out. Now some penetration here by Godowski. Godowski drives in, and she is fouled. And she hit the ground hard as she was kind of, oh, I don't want to say undercut, because she the defender kind of ducked as she came in. And I think she hit her hip.
To the line of the Tigers, number 25, Jessica Godowski.
I think she's okay. Cosler's going to be whistled for the foul. They're going to give her a little time to collect herself, and she's assuring everybody, just hand me the ball. I'm ready to go. And Tony Wynett, the head coach at Fremont, is just making sure she's okay. They originally had a substitute coming in for her, but after just catching her breath, Godowski says she's ready to go, and her free throw, back the iron, and no good.
And for the Bearcats, number 10, Claire Sickle.
She'll have one more shot here. So 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, 47-23. Kearney High with a 24-point lead. And Godowski's at the line. Free throw's good. So the Cats going to improve down to 8-8. They'll split games this weekend and stay right at the 500 mark. Stitham on the dribble. She'll kick on the right wing here for Cosler. Cosler back around for Mock. And Mock gives off on the right wing here for Cosler. Off a screen, Sickler's got it. She'll fire three. It's hanging on the rim and no good. And it's taken out of there by Katie Sorensen, her seventh rebound of the game. Long pass up ahead here for Haley Boyer. They'll work back around the perimeter here for Meyer. Meyer back out for Boyer. Boyer top of the key. That three's no good. Rebound in underneath. And Katie Sorensen's shot partially blocked by Ray. And now Kearney High's got the basketball. The Fremont fans, one of the foul call there. And then, I don't know, a two-point game that might have been called. And a 22-point game, not so much. Back it in here is Ray. Ray shoots over the top of Sorensen, and Ray with the bucket. Nice little post move there for Abby Ray. On the bounce here, Claire Meyer. Pass inside, stolen away by Abby Ray. Ray's able to get it up ahead here for Sickler. And Kearney High will be dumping the bench here in just a little bit. They originally were going to make some substitutions, and now they're going to bring in an entire new alignment. Left side, Sickler. She's going to skip it out here on the right side for Stitham. Stitham with a minute 57 is the top of the circle here for Sickler. Now back out here for Cosler. Cosler, top of the circle for Mock. And Mock dribbles, drives the lane, and partially deflected, and Haley Boyer picks up the basketball here for Fremont. She's going to hand the ball up here for Meyer. And Meyer jump stop in the lane, and we've got a foul before the shot. And that will be foul number 7 on Kearney High. As a team, that's on Mock, her second. And so Kearney High will make four substitutions. I guess it's not a complete line change as Abby Graham checks into the ball game. And wholesale substitutions here for Fremont as well.
Also the Tigers, number 41, Callie Miller.
So Graham's out there, and Brianna Miller's out there. Check the other jersey numbers here in just a little bit. The ball is loose. And, Miller comes up with the basketball. Claire Sickler on the dribble.
And
Peters gave it away a little bit ago. Stacy Peters with the dribble right now from the elbow. And she'll get it back out here for Claire Sickler. Sickler's going to back up a little bit. And Miller sets a little screen on that far side, but still dribbling here is going to be the pass. Dribbling is Graham. Graham and Sickler just playing a little catch with it. Back around the perimeter we go. Miller giving off here for Graham. Graham facing a little bit of pressure. 5 second counts going on. 49 seconds to go in the ball game. Graham in a little bit of trouble, and they'll get the bounce pass to Sickler. Sickler handles that pretty well. She's got it top of the key here. She's defended there by Claire Meyer. Left side for Graham. And now right wing is Peter with the ball, and she'll get it to Sickler. Sickler, 25 seconds left. Gives it left side. The jumper, no good for Peter, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bearcats. Claire Meyer going to check in. Allie Barron in. And Jennifer Harms going to come in here for Fremont. 21 seconds to go in the ball game.
Veronica
Zavidil also checked in during a stoppage, and she's got the basketball on the right side. Now she gets it back. She's going to fire a three. It's bouncing around and no good. And rebounded out of there by Peter. So she snags the rebound, and Sickler brings it across. 2 seconds left. Sickler from the elbow, and she's going to pass the ball back out for Brianna Miller, and that's going to be your final. It's Kearney High with a 49-24 win over Fremont. So the Bearcats pick a home court win. They win it by 25. A very impressive game tonight for the Kearney High Bearcats with that defense, as they now win it by 25 and go to 8-8 on the season. Once again, your final, 49-24. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our MISCO Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcats win it comfortably in girls basketball 49-24. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's start things off here for Fremont. They are now 5-10 on the season, and they had a couple players with 6 points each. Katie Sorensen, 6 points and 7 rebounds, 6 points and 4 rebounds. For Kendall Newhouse, 5 points for Haley Boyer, 1 point and 4 rebounds for Jessica Godowski, a couple of points for Charlie Weesey, and 2 points for Taryn Nick. As again, Fremont fell behind at the end of the first quarter, 11-2, trailed at halftime, 25-4, and they lose here to Kearney High. The Bearcats dominating things 49-24. And again, probably the biggest number in my mind anyway is 28 turnovers. And I kind of stopped it late in the game when it was pretty much out of reach, and it was just kind of the JV portion of the game. But when the game was being decided, 28 turnovers for Fremont compared to 10 for Kearney High. So those turnovers for Fremont turned into a lot of pretty good looks here for the Bearcats. Cats had a couple players in double figures, led by Skylar Snyder, the freshman off the bench. Unofficially, I have her with 14 points and 4 rebounds in the game. 10 points for Kelsey Weimers and a couple of rebounds. 6 points and a rebound for Gretchen Mock. She hit 2 3-pointers. Kendra Kosler, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 6 points, 4 rebounds for Kelsey Stitham, 9 points, 5 rebounds for Peyton Cuddeback, who made the start today, and Abby Ray with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. They had Kearney High with a slight rebounding edge of 23-21 over Fremont. And again, the big one, the turnover margin. Fremont turned the ball over unofficially 28 times compared to only 10 for Kearney High. So the Bearcats took care of the basketball pretty well. Fremont turned the ball over 28 times, in part because of some pretty good defense here for the Bearcats. They're now 8-8 on the season. They'll be back at home next Friday night against Columbus. And don't forget, we'll have coverage of their doubleheader in Norfolk next Saturday when they travel to take on the Panthers on the road. We'll have both of those games for you right here on ESPN as the Bearcats now 8-8 on the season with a 49-24 win over Fremont. Coming up next, of course, boys basketball, and we're still kind of not a lot of whistles in the game, so we're still a ways away from starting the clock here. It'll be a good maybe 15, 20 minutes before we'll come back with pregame here for Kearney High and Fremont. But join us for coverage of high school basketball here in about 20, 25 minutes right here on ESPN. Once again, your final score, 49-24, the Bearcats with the win over Fremont. We'll turn it back to the studios for a little while. We'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes for coverage of boys basketball right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.